when you hear the name, like, We Are the Dads, hopefully you'll think about four positive dudes, like, just having fun. That's what it should be. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't think of us as individuals, but like, oh yeah, the dads, oh yeah, they're awesome. Like, they're cool, and like, nothing but smiles should come from the name.
I'm Alex Blumberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
One of the most frustrating things about being a content creator is sustaining being a content creator. And I love that I came across Tiny Sponsor. TinySponsor.com makes it possible for micro influencers to get paid for the content that we create. It's amazing. Whether you're a food and beverage content creator, media and entertainment, fashion and accessories, beauty and wellness, or advertising and marketing, they cover all industries to make sure that we can sustain doing what we love. TinySponsor.com. Welcome back to the We Are LA Tech podcast here in Santa Monica. So exciting to be celebrating talent in Los Angeles. And today I have these awesome guys with a collaborative YouTube channel called We Are the Dads.
Wow. What's up, guys?
Hello.
What was my first question when I met you guys? Are you dads?
Are we actually dads?
We get that actually a lot.
I know.
It's a hard explanation. To like when we do say that, or like when somebody asks, "What do you do?" And
we're dads. Yeah.
But I guess like to explain the whole dads concept is we're social media dads. We don't actually have kids, but our followers are essentially our kids in a way
because they're all 13.
Yeah. We have a younger audience just because we're mainly children. On Musically formerly Musically, now TikTok and YouTube as well.
So Musically changed, just so I get, New Musically was acquired or something, had a rebranding, and it's now called TikTok.
Same exact app, just a different name.
Got it.
Yeah, it was bought
For
out.
Those of you that don't know, Musically is a big deal. Check it out. And now it's TikTok. Go ahead and both of you introduce yourself and share a little bit about who you are and what you do. And then we'll get into like what is We Are the Dads and how you're living in this house together. And I'm so excited. Yeah.
All right. What's up, guys? My name is Cam Huff. I grew up in Laguna Beach, California. I'm 18 years old. I'm actually the youngest dad. And I just moved out to LA right after I graduated high school as well.
My name's Austin Hare, and I'm originally from Cleveland, Ohio. I moved out to Los Angeles about 2.5 years ago, mostly to do film and editing, and I worked for a production company, and then I found myself in the social media trap, and I've been in that ever since.
Now, what kind of success have you had in social media so far? I know you guys also professionally work as models. Has that helped with your personal brands and leveraging followers? Like, what? Give us an idea of what your landscape is.
I think it's vice versa. I think the social media has helped with modeling, but modeling's never helped with social media.
Yeah.
Obviously, having more followers, like, it's sad to say, but, like, having more followers does help you open doors. And, you definitely get a higher tier when people look at you.
And I always fell in love with social media, and I kind of grew more into modeling in the whole modeling world. And that's what I'm kind of venturing off now into. That's what actually me and Austin are both doing more. The other dads, we're kind of like...
That's so funny.
Yeah. We're like the most like fashionable of the dads, the ones that really like the modeling kind of world.
Yeah.
They're more into acting.
Yeah.
So they're like they really look like dads.
We're all like really trendy, cool looking, but it's like me and Cam love fashion, and they're just like so simple and like don't care about it at all. They're very humble.
Yeah.
I feel like if me and Cam like don't look good, we're like, oh, waste a day.
Or we'll just like switch in like three different outfits a day, and like
that's
we'll
true. Switch,
like it's we're the going first out thing tonight. I said like yeah. when I saw you guys, I was like, you guys look so rad. I look like such a nerd.
So funny. Yeah, we actually like just met you yesterday.
Yeah, it's so cool.
Now we're here.
No, and I want to talk about that for a second because you really jumped on the opportunity, and I appreciated that because. It is like, okay, I'm going to say this in the most humble way. I have a lot of people that want to be on the show. Mm-hmm. And so when I find somebody that interests me and I welcome them to an opportunity, and then you said jumped and said yes to the opportunity, it makes me feel good about giving it to you in the first place.
Yeah.
But what made you say yes? Like, how do you decide what opportunities to take and what not, and where to invest your time?
Mm-hmm. I think you presented yourself like off the bat really, really friendly for one. Really friendly. Obviously is a great first impression.
Yeah.
Professional, and we just like we chatted, and then it got into like business talk, but it wasn't just like right off the bat.
Yeah,
it's like
true.
Small things like that kind of like because we like we'll talk to a ton of people every day, and whether they want something from us or we want something from them, like you could tell like a vibe.
Yeah.
So I think like the good vibes between each other.
Yeah, that's
you're so right, dude. This morning I was at something and these people pulled out. I was like, "Hi, I heard you said something." Immediately pulled out their phone. And expected me to put my phone number in their phone.
Oh, yeah. I'm like super skeptical in doing that. I don't like giving up that information off the bat.
You didn't even like ask me my name.
Yeah.
Yet,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's definitely creepy, if anything.
Or like, I just think it's like there's no finesse. Like, there's got to be a finesse in like meeting new people. So that's what made you guys feel comfortable is that it's true. To have perspective, I was lost. I didn't know where I was going. I was really relieved when I ran into these. I'm like, "Do you know where this place is?" They're like, "Yeah, we're going there too." I'm like, "Oh my God, please, can I hang out with you?"
It's so funny. Lost. In Hollywood Boulevard, what are the odds that you run into people going to the exact same place that you're going to?
I mean, it's honestly like a collaboration too. Like, we look where we are now.
In a matter of 24 hours.
I love that. So, okay, you went from zero subscribers to 10,000 subscribers in 1 month, which is so cool. You're living in this house together.
Yeah, the dad pad.
The dad pad. I want to like see pictures. And you're creating what I call as the, like, I put this in the email.
Yeah, I saw that.
The cool version of Team 10.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Comment to that. It's fine.
So I think the difference between Team 10, I mean, I guess they're the most relevant group, collab group right now.
Right.
And us is we never forced, like, a group upon. We were, like, we all met each other, and we all met each other relatively quick, like within 4 months of today.
Yeah.
And it was just like best friendship right off the bat. Yeah, so we never forced anything. It wasn't like we like put an ad out and we're like, "Hey, we want to start a group, like apply and do all this stuff." And like we forced something upon the public. It was like we were already so close and already collaborating.
Yeah.
And we're like, "This is working so well. Let's do something together."
Do you know what it sounds like? I don't know why it's not Team 10. It's like the vlog squad. It's like
that's probably a better explanation.
Yeah. It just feels like it was meant to be like this brotherhood and friendship just feels like it was meant to be. Like,
and for those of you who don't know what the vlog squad, first of all, I know way too much. For those of you who don't know what the vlog squad is, it's this guy, David Dobrik. Is that how you say his last
David
name?
Dobrik.
Oh my God. Just best YouTuber.
He's like, hilarious.
Brilliant. First of all, every single one of his videos is 4 minutes and 20 seconds.
Uh-huh. Like, I've never met anyone who dislikes him.
Oh, yeah. Like,
he's so funny.
Everyone him and Liza.
Yeah, him and Liza. Like, unfortunately, everyone in the community just like love him.
He's but you know what's interesting? I want to ask you guys about this. Okay. There's something different about showing up yourself to camera or on even on air versus putting on a personality. Mm-hmm. And I notice when David like cuts away, he is a more mellow dude. And then when he's on camera, he's laughing and jovial. I'm like, huh, I wonder who he actually is in real life. How close are you guys to the characters you portray in your videos versus who you just are like behind closed doors?
Basically, like, always keeping up the energy, but we're actually kind of like that just because we're still kids. So we actually do have that type of energy wherever we go. Like if we're at the mall, we're probably doing something really dumb and loud and like everybody's looking at us like, "Where are those guys?" Like, kick them out or something. But yeah, it's honestly just having a good time no matter what the vibe is. A lot of our videos are just genuine, like having fun.
We're very transparent. Like what you see is what you get. And if you walked into the dad pad, you know, where we live.
Yeah.
If you watched a video, it'd be the exact same atmosphere.
Yeah. Like, and that's what we want to promote is just like reality, like true, just fun and
realism.
Yeah, honestly.
So is all your following from Musical.ly now? What is it? TikTok?
TikTok.
Yeah, TikTok. Is it all from, well, like where, because, okay, there's four of you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And you're all living in a house in North Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And how often are you collabing together? What does it look like as a business? Like, what are you guys doing?
So that's what it is. It's a business. Like, we're very entrepreneurial. So I think that's like what we look at first is we're all on a schedule. Like, we treat it like a day job. And I feel like some people that want to be in the social media world, they still treat it as fun, which it should be 100% fun.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you like want to succeed at it at like a rapid rate, you need guidelines and a schedule and something to follow, because then you'll just all messed up. And
now, why you guys, like, why will you guys be the winners? Why should people pay attention to you? Why should you be taken seriously?
We have such a positive outlook on everything we do. We all live stream. We all do the same thing, and we do a lot of stuff. So we all live stream. We all make individual videos. We make individual videos on our own channel, videos together on the collab TikTok channel and the YouTube. Yeah. So we do a ton of stuff all together, and it's all positive, and there's no negative energy anywhere. And I feel like other groups and stuff, some people may be negative in the group while other people are positive, and that's not the situation at all.
And that's what we want to promote as well, as positivity, happiness, and like you're part of our family kind of way. Since we're dads, and once you guys follow us, you're the kids.
You're the kiddos. That's what we call our subscribers.
Yeah. That's why I like you guys. I'm all about, okay, not to be in LA.
Yeah.
I'm just being super straight.
Yeah.
Like in LA, usually if you're a person that knows how to present yourself, you're fashionable, you're this, you're immediately equated to like a snob pompous or too good. Oh, you must be too good for me without even knowing who you are, right? And immediately what I loved about you guys is you were just really nice. You were really nice people.
So were you.
Oh, thank you. This is why I think it's important not to form judgments of people so fast. You know,
absolutely,
I think putting value on someone for their character, not on something else, not for their status, not for how they dress, not for who they are. Even if they're like a lot of, I heard an actor once tell me, and I was so annoying, tell me like, even if a director was an a-hole, like he would still work with a person if he wanted the job and do whatever he wanted. I'm like, I would never work with someone who didn't have the moral code and character.
Respect. And,
Of course. And it's hard to say because there are opportunities out there that, and I just make that choice for myself. Anyway, I'm really happy that you guys are really nice.
Thank you.
We need more good people
in the
world.
And that will never change.
No.
That's like the one golden rule.
Is just, I was like, how are you nice and from Laguna? It doesn't make sense. Did you
You're
grow
like,
up
I don't know.
You're like, didn't you grow up in the hills?
Like, I felt like I was just different from like everybody in my hometown. Yeah. I was like my own species in a way.
Yeah.
So, and I once I came up here and met these guys, I was like, all right, I'm home.
Yeah.
Like, this is my place. This is my true friends. This is where I belong.
I mean, I just think this is another reason why people should work with you, actually. Mm-hmm. I think your professionalism and your moral code make you stand out against someone else that won't have that same professionalism and, you know, be grateful for the opportunities presented to them. And so what do you see for We Are the Dads? Like, where is it going? Like, what do you want? And what talents are each of you bringing to the channel?
So basically, like, overall, we're just going to keep doing what we're doing. We have goals in growing the YouTube as well, but also just being ourselves and having fun and making sure our kids are just enjoying the videos no matter what.
It's community first.
Yeah,
it's, like, about your audience.
Yeah, always. Yeah. So regardless, we're editing an hour before we're supposed to post or 5 a.m., whatever, we're always going to try to post the time we say we are going to post, and always try to make our community and kids happy.
Talk about a little bit about your community. What kind of engagement have you had with your fans and your followers?
From day one, like the name Dads, it started as a nickname for all of us. Like, hey, Dad, what's up, Dad? Like, it was like funny.
And then amongst the four of us.
Yeah. Okay. It was just like something we'd say, like, what's up, bro? It was like, what's up, Dad?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then eventually that evolved into kind of like a brand.
Yeah.
So it's like Dads and like, you know, all the fan pages and stuff that say like, we are like dad, like kids, dads or whatever like that. And it's really cool to see it become a brand. And that's what it's just going to keep becoming.
Yeah.
Because like when you hear the name, like We Are the Dads, hopefully you'll think about four positive dudes, like just having fun. Mm-hmm. That's like what it should be.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't think of us as like individuals, but like, oh yeah, the dads, like, oh yeah, they're awesome. Like they're cool. And like nothing but smiles should come from the name.
Dude, that's so awesome. I think that a lot of what exists now in content are pranks and hurting people or stuff. And I love that you lead with positivity.
Yeah, always. Yeah. On our live streams, we really try to promote that a lot.
And how is that? How's the production process of your live stream different than the production process of your videos? What do you think about in creating engaging content? How's that different?
For live streaming, it's connecting one-on-one with the person, talking in real time. Obviously, a video is edited and structured, and you can't really see like a response besides just people typing in the comments. A live streaming, it's really cool to see like talking to everyone relatively individually because like it's a one-sided conversation,
right?
Me talking and they're listening.
Yeah.
it's interesting to see everyone's stories and like how supportive they are of us because they tell us the stuff that they're going through.
Yeah.
And it's crazy, really crazy to see because we all get like massive DMs every single day of just different stories that people share, saying how much we help them.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, it's really heartwarming because it's like all the hard work that we put in really is paying off. And if we just touch one person, then that's really like all that matters.
And plus, like, live streaming is real. Like, you watch somebody's live stream and that's how, like, their personality, like, that's how they really are. You can't really fake a live stream, honestly. It's not edited in any way.
Yeah.
So that's what I actually really enjoy about it.
How did you guys get from 0 to 10,000? Like, what was... But that was just taking your personal networks and and mixing them together.
Yeah. And then just editing, posting every other day, making really funny content.
So do you guys have set goals of what, how many subs you're trying to achieve month after month?
I think Casey Neistat said it like the best. Reaching 0 to 10,000 was probably the hardest between him getting to 10 to 100,000 and then 100 to 500.
Yeah.
500 to 1 million. It's crazy to see because you can't predict. Like off the first week we had 4,000 and then it took that much longer until the end of the month to get 6,000. So it's like, it's hard to predict how many subscribers we want or have. Obviously, we want more subscribers, not in the bragging rights way, but in the fact of like, that's how many more people are watching our message happen.
Yeah, that's how many more people that you could touch and create a positive impact for.
Yeah.
100%.
We're just going to keep doing what we're doing and making the kids happy.
I love that. How can we?
It works.
How can we support and celebrate you as a community? I mean, being that, you know, most We Are LA Tech listeners are not 13 years old. What can us grownups do to support the We Are Dads?
Basically,
movement.
It is a movement.
Honestly, if you guys just want a little laugh or you're having like kind of a sad day, just check out our YouTube, We Are the Dads, and I'm sure we'll bring a smile to your faces. Or even your kids as well. I'm sure they'll enjoy it as well.
Well, that's actually a thing. I talk personally one-on-one. Like, I do live stream giveaways for, like, a number that I'll chat with after the live stream with viewers. And I actually talk with a lot of viewers that are above 25, like, 25 to, like, 32. There's a ton of people in the community of online. I mean, everyone's online.
Yeah.
It's just, like, it's what you watch. Yeah. It's just, like, a normal TV show. Like, you don't watch all the channels. You watch select channels. So it's like, it's funny to see because I will say like most of our audience is 8 to 13, but there are quite a few older people who still enjoy what we do. And it's cool to hear from them because it's a totally different perspective.
Totally.
On everything.
I'm like one of the older people watching.
Like, you're like, I love it.
I'm like, what do you mean you don't know the Vlog Squad? And they're like,
you're like, what?
When are you going to grow up?
Like, never grow up.
Always.
Amen to that. Well, cool. And how can people stay in touch with you guys individually? Like, so what are your social channels?
My Instagram is Cameron.Huff. I'm always answering my DMs, always posting on there, really goofy stuff. My Twitter is TheCamHuff. And then I have my YouTube, personal YouTube channel as well, that I'm posting every other day, the opposite day of the dads. And that is CamHuff as well.
Mine is AustinXHair on every single platform ever.
Honestly.
Can Austin you spell X-Hair. It?
AustinXHare.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for hanging out with the We Are LA Tech podcast. Yeah, this was so rad, so serendipitous. Thank you to Method Box for filming us.
Yes,
so cool.
Thank you, Method Box.
Check out the Method Box channel and check out the interview that we did with them. And I will see you guys, talk to you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Remember to say hello on social at We Are LA Tech, on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, and to connect with other people in the LA Tech community, go to wearelatech.com/VIP. Bye.
Peace.
Bye.
One of the most frustrating things about being a content creator is sustaining being a content creator. And I love that I came across Tiny Sponsor. TinySponsor.com makes it possible for micro influencers to get paid for the content that we create. It's amazing. Whether you're a food and beverage content creator, media and entertainment, fashion and accessories, beauty and wellness, or advertising and marketing, they cover all industries to make sure that we can sustain doing what we love. TinySponsor.com.
We Are LA Tech is independently funded by the community. We couldn't make this happen without your support. If you too want to contribute to We Are LA Tech and see us making the podcast, building the mobile apps, creating the events year after year, consider contributing at patreon.com. That's patreon.com/WeAreLA Tech. Thank you. We appreciate you.
What's up, guys? I'm Cam Huff, and I am from Laguna Beach, California. I'm 18 years old. My Instagram is Cameron.Huff, and my YouTube is Cam Huff.
My name is Austin Hare, based in Los Angeles, California. My channels on everything is Austin X Hare.
And we have a collaborative channel called We Are The Dads.
You're listening to We Are LA Tech.